yourself after a gay painter.
Yeah.
He's running down the track. He's running down. Wait, wait. Why does it sound weird?
I don't know. What sounds weird?
Does it sound weird?
You thought you sounded off last episode.
He's running down. Hang on, hang on. Let me see. Let me try. All right, we're good. I think we're okay. He's running down the sideline. He's running down the sideline. He's going the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. He's in for the touchdown. The Chiefs have won the Super Bowl. It turns out Patrick Mahomes is gay.
Dude.
Patrick Mahomes is gay. He's just came out of the closet. He said he's not going to Disneyland. He's going to come town.
Starts throating the Lombardi instead of kissing it.
He's going to come. He licks it. He licks the side of it. That's fucking so sick, dude. Yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen, sorry this isn't me interviewing Vladimir Putin. It's just me and my cousin Rain with another episode of Duhhead's Micro.
Dude, you just made me think of something, though.
Yeah.
So I listened to the Putin interview.
The Putin interview.
Dude, he legit...
I mean, it's between straight lovers.
Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
He said they're super soldiers, basically.
Really? What did he say?
He says, we already have the technology to create, like, superhumans. Like, and he wasn't... I don't know if it's a translation thing, but he said, like...
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, is that what Pat Mahomes is? Is he, like... What do you have to do to get, like, your kid, like... That X-Men gene. Like, how do you get that?
Dude, you know that there's that fighter, I don't know his name, that from Cuba, and they bred like an Olympic pole vaulter and an Olympic wrestler or something, and his skull is like a half inch thicker than like another human skull. No, literally. They like selectively bred Cuban athletes, and his skull is like this thick, dude, and he
just can't get knocked out?
Yeah, he's like a heavyweight, yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
So I don't know, like super soldiers, I don't know, that sounds... It sounds kind of racist. Sounds kind of racist that you're into super soldiers.
Dude, Russian I want to be super soldiers. I want to be one.
You want to be one? I don't know about
like X-Men type of super soldier.
I want to be a super
not
soldier.
Not the SS.
I want to be an SS. That's what I want to be.
I mean, if you have superpowers.
Do you think that it's true, the story where they said that the SS people killed German shepherds and Hitler made them kill German shepherds?
I don't think I've heard that one. Oh, they would have them. They would have them raise a dog.
Yeah.
And then killed it.
I don't think that's true. There's no way that's true. That'd be way too many dogs.
I mean, it could be true. You've seen the wet market.
Do you think they sold the meat to China?
I mean, yeah.
Do you think they sold the meat to the Japanese?
Oh, he probably thought it was...
Onde kurasai, osa dog, kurasai. That's what they kept doing.
I mean, how did he get Japan involved anyway?
That's true. All that dog meat, they owed a bunch of money to the...
shepherd meat just got him fucking psyched up, dude. All that lean.
That's what gets you a super soldier, shepherd meat.
What do you just have to eat a dog?
You just have to eat dog. Yeah. I mean, look at Bruce Lee. That dude is fucking jacked.
Yeah. So like, I'm trying to figure out what he, like he says, we have the technology to make a superhuman.
Yeah. Well, they have the technology to do a lot of things. It doesn't mean they do it.
Well, but like, what technology do you think it would be to like create a superhuman? Cause it'd have to be like in the womb, right?
They probably get like, cells.
Because you're talking old school, like you get a pole vaulter and this guy.
They probably get like cells of a Appalachian juggalo.
Because
I don't know, dude. What they get a river hobbit and they breed it. And you just get some sort of genes. Like they would just get like the most pure racial blue-eyed blonde-haired genes and give them to
Argentina. Probably
another blue-haired blonde-haired man.
I want to be an X-Men. That was always my favorite.
Do you think they grow cyclops and stuff in tubes?
Maybe
chimeras.
They have like a Magneto, little baby Magneto.
They have to. They have to
kill it because it's too strong.
Where do you think X-Men came from?
Exactly.
Ex-military. Album by Death Grips.
X-Games.
X-Games.
What if they're all just a superhuman...
X-Games mode.
Hey, yo. Welcome to new podcast, X-Games mode.
X-Games mode. That shit would have been funny.
Yeah, what if the X-Games is just like a breeding trial for like X-Men?
Nah. I don't know, dude. I think like... Well, the Book of Enoch does talk about... there's a specific word in it. And I think we talked about this already, but there's a specific word in the Book of Enoch that means to merge genes. And like, that's like what was happening before the world got flooded in Noah, the story of Noah, was that there was like the Nephilim were like these like weird snake human hybrids and like massive fucking gorilla men and wildebeest natured cycloids.
That's like fucking Fantasia, dude.
Encrypteds.
Yeah, I can't go there.
They just get, we just need, there, man. We need to get, why?
It's too much.
You're the one who brought it up, dude.
Oh no, I can go there, Putin's, but I can't,
like,
get.
Putin's like, we have this Slenderman in our army.
Dude, I love how, like, he probably says a lot of true things in his interview, but I love how, like, everybody that's like pro Trump, they're just immediately like, dude, believe him 100% because Tucker interviewed him.
Yeah.
It's like, do you know how much shit Tucker was probably shitting?
Well, Tucker, we've talked about this on the show before too, but Tucker wanted to be in the CIA and he wasn't cut out for it.
Well, and Putin says that to him. He's like, he's like, the organization, like, he's talking about the CIA. He's like, the one you tried to work for.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, damn, yeah. Dude. Fucking yeah, Putin.
Yeah, that rocks.
Yeah.
Putin rocks.
Dude.
He's like 5'3".
More respect, dude. Short, yeah,
he's
king.
Short. He's a short king.
Short king, dude.
He's a literal short king.
Holy shit, he really.
Do you know that there's like rumors that he's like a trillionaire? He's like actually like the richest man on the planet.
It's either that and like Saudi Arabia and shit like that, or like actual trillionaires.
Yeah. His house. Have you seen his house? He has a $1 billion mansion.
No.
Yeah, his house is $1 billion.
Dude.
It's fucking huge.
I want to go to Russia.
It's like 15 White Houses.
Damn. White Houses. I heard the White House is just whatever. Haven't you gone in there for like, yeah, a, was it kind of?
I was 13. I remember there was this girl. Her name was Cheyenne. She was sucking my finger in front of it. She was pretending it was my dick.
Such a, dude, the trauma of a 13-year-old to do that to another 13-year-old.
Yeah, that shit ruled.
Woo.
Yeah.
But so was the White House, like, do you remember it being nice or just like kind of ugly or just what?
I was just looking for snipers the whole time and getting my singing finger sucked. I was just like, yeah, it's rocks.
Watching for snipers, baby.
Yeah.
Keep fucking.
I remember that. Shout out.
I've only been to like the Capitol and stuff, if you know.
You were at the Capitol. No,
2009.
Dude, isn't that so funny? I was trying to go to the Capitol.
It's funny. You can just say, I want to go to the Capitol and people are like.
Dude, I was trying to go. I was literally trying to go. I was so into Q. I was literally trying to go.
Yeah, you're trying to go to the insurrection.
Yeah, I was trying to go to the January 6th insurrection. I really was. I would have gone. Dude, you know I would have been one of the guys who went in and started a bunch of shit.
I wonder if, yeah, you would have definitely been able to talk yourself to like the front of the group, like get yourself to the front of the line.
Yeah, dude, I would be like one of the guys who's doing like 48 years in prison.
You would have had some type of hat on. You would have probably just had your high
vis. I'd have had a hat that just says N.
Dumbass to have a high vis beanie.
I'd have a high vis beanie that just has an N on it.
Oh man, the picture is so funny.
So sick, dude.
You next to a guy with,
dude, horns. I distinctly remember texting my ex-girlfriend and I was like, you don't understand, they faked the election and they're stealing this country from us. I literally was texting her during this.
That's so, like, I never got that like serious side of you. It's so, I don't know where, I don't know why you
always
reserved
drunk,
it.
Dude, I was like, you, I know, don't fucking understand.
You're plenty drunk around me, but like, I usually wouldn't get that part.
Yeah.
You just activated in front of you probably because you were with someone you didn't want to be with.
Probably.
Like, I'm going to piss this bitch off right now.
Yeah, no, dude.
I love Trump. You're like just like Trump because you're, because
I literally just like Trump's just to make my girlfriends bad. Like three of them, dude.
Just to piss them
off. I dated three different women for a year each during the Trump presidency and all of them hated Trump. And I was just like, I love Donald Trump.
I got an idea for them to break up with me. You're like one of those people that can't break up with people.
Yeah, I was.
they stick with you for like 9 more months. You're like, what the fuck's happening?
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Dude.
I would start dating a chick and I would immediately try to figure out how to break up with them.
But have them
every single time. You know, like when you get your dog and you're like, I have to watch this thing die. Yeah. That's like what I thought with girlfriends. I was like, I have to break up with you now.
So I don't have to watch you die.
Yep.
So you're just helping, you're helping your own self out. That's good.
Yeah.
Watch your own back.
That's so
that
funny.
That does rule though. I think I used to do that in like high school. I'd always try to get girls to like break up with me. I just like,
yeah,
like stop talking to them. Old school ghosting where you just don't look at them.
No, I would just be like, yeah, you're fucking black.
Just say something.
Just dating a chick. You're, so you're fucking black, bitch. They'd stick. I don't know. I just do horrible things.
That's wild.
Now I'm, it's not typical of me. I'm a nice boy now.
Yeah, now you're a good boy. You definitely don't want to go to the Capitol.
Just like fucking. My eyes are flashing back. Yeah, I just remember being hammered at my old job working with high schoolers, just so blacked out drunk and just being like, oh, I'm going. I would listen to Cumtown on the school laptop. Dude, there was this, I definitely talked about this before, but there's a Trump website that I would go on. It was like Donnie T45 and it was like a message board. And I would literally be on that and just listening to Cumtown on the school's laptop while being on Robinhood, refreshing it, watching my GameStop stock go up. And
there's just kids in frame.
And I would be on Reddit. I'd be on Reddit. And I'd be refreshing the GameStop fucking like daily thread. I'd be refreshing it, but it would only refresh like really slow. So it'd refresh like every 3 minutes and it would just be like fucking spinning while just reading about the riots and just like listening to fucking Nick Mullen do.
Refresh. You're like, all right, fresh 3 minutes of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's what I do. Yeah.
You're like, and come to
me. Meanwhile, there's just black kids in the classroom. Like, man, I'm going to kill you, man.
I'm going to shoot you, cuz.
That's 10 minutes.
When I'm full of alcohol.
Where am I 40, homie?
Patreon.com/
Check it out.